Chapter 4. Foggy would never have admitted it, least of all to Matt. But after that first awkward week, he was a little worried about saying something thoughtless that would get Matt's hackles up. Matt insisted that he wasn't made of glass and that he didn't want Foggy to walk on eggshells around him. But he couldn't help but worry that all those charming smiles were a front, a facade meant to disarm and distract people from being able to tell when something they said or did affected Matt. So Foggy started to be more careful about what he said, assuming that it was better to say nothing than to say something insensitive. It was a while before he figured out that saying nothing was as bad as saying something stupid. Silence spoke volumes. Matt knew when people were uncomfortable around him. Foggy could only suppose that he'd had years of practice in that regard, and wasn't that the saddest thing ever? But then Matt did something he'd never done before, at least when Foggy was awake or around. He took his glasses off. There was a hidden statement in that, but Foggy didn't know it right away. It was blind trust. That was a terrible joke, and one Foggy would never say aloud. It was true, though. It wasn't blind trust in the sense of Matt being careless with it, though. On the contrary, Foggy got the impression that was a strategic move on Matt's part, an indirect way of saying, "I know you're uncomfortable, but I need you to get over it because I live here too and my blindness isn't going away, no matter how silent you are on the subject." It was blind trust in the sense of Matt trusting him with his blindness. Matt couldn't see what his own eyes looked like. There was no way he could know unless he asked someone about them, and Foggy got the feeling that Matt had a little too much pride to ever ask. But if Matt had asked, Foggy would have told him. He would have told him that Matt's eyes weren't like all the media portrayals, which Foggy only now realized were wildly inaccurate. Downright wrong, in fact. He'd always thought that the eyes of a blind person would be ugly. God, that was a horrible thing to think. It was confronting in a way that made Foggy deeply uncomfortable with himself rather than Matt for a change. He'd just assumed that given Matt's blindness, his eyes would be cloudy and distorted or horribly disfigured in some way. They weren't. Matt's eyes weren't this awful blight that Foggy had assumed would make him recoil and look away. He'd assumed Matt's eyes would be, well, messed up. And in a strictly medical sense, sure, Matt's eyes were messed up. They didn't work properly. They were chemically and irreversibly damaged. He was blind. But from a purely physical aspect, just from looking at his eyes, Foggy wouldn't have known that. Matt's eyes were beautiful. They were this deep shade of enchanting brown, almost hazel really, with all these little flecks of gold around the irises. Foggy didn't feel at all compelled to look away. On the contrary, he felt compelled to look into those eyes instead, to drown in their beauty, slightly off-center as the focus of those eyes might be. It was a full 20 seconds before he realized that Matt was looking at him. Not looking at him in the sense of looking at him, but looking at him in the sense of knowing exactly where he was, able to direct his focus and his senses Foggy's way, without needing to be told that he was on his right. He'd never thought that a blind person could have that level of awareness. Matt was alert and focused in a way that his eyes were not. It was the first time that Foggy thought there was something special about him, that there was some otherworldly quality that Matt possessed. The truth would come later, but not for some time. In the meantime, Foggy looked into Matt's eyes and wondered, how did all these misconceptions around blind people come about anyway? Why did Matt even wear glasses when his eyes were totally the opposite of hideously disfigured? It was the first time he'd wanted to understand Matt, as opposed to understanding how not to offend Matt. That distinction was important. He just didn't know how important it was yet. End chapter 4.